Fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Boy, this is going to be a good one. We're going to go back to the World Series of 1962. It's Game 4 at Yankee Stadium. 66,607 there. The Yankees are up 2-1 in the series, and this is Game 4. Giants got a great game in Candlestick from Jack Sanford to even the series 1-1. Now the Yankees are up 2-1 as we go to Game 4. 66,607 in the old ballpark in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium. All right, here are the lineups for this one. Harvey Keene, Chuck Hiller, Willie Mays, Philippe Alou, Orlando Cepeda, Jim Davenport, Tom Haller, Jose Pagan, and Juan Marichal is the pitcher. For the Yankees, we have Tony Kubek at short, Richardson, Tresh, Mantle, Maris, Howard, Scourin, Cleet Boyer at third, and Whitey Ford on the hill. How about that? This is Whitey Ford against Juan Marichal, Game 4 of the World Series of 1962. I would have given anything to be there. I'm sure I saw it on TV.
Bob Feller, Hall of Famer, right in the Yankee dugout, and he will throw out the first ball this afternoon. Yesterday it was Joe DiMaggio, and today it's Bob Feller. Elston Howard waits, and Bob Feller throws a strike, which of course is not uncommon for him. Bob Feller, the Hall of Famer, just shakes hands with Elston Howard, who gives him the baseball, and it's officially on.
All right, here's the way it gets underway. In the Giants' second, Philippe Alou gets a double, and Davenport strikes out. Tom Haller hits a home run.
Here's Tom Haller, the catcher, big left-handed batter. Ford gets set. The pitch. Here's a long barrel to right field. It's well hit. It is gone. A home run.
In the Yankee fourth, Mantle strikes out. Maris goes out first base unassisted, and Howard strikes out. Now, in the Yankee fifth, Marichal gets injured while batting, and Bobby Bolin has got to come in, so injures his hand.
Here's the pitch. He's going to bunt. He bunts foul. So Marichal is out. Trying to squeeze on the 3-2 pitch, he fouled the ball back, and it looks like Joey hurt his hand on that one for some reason.
Looks like the man hit him. Now he's going to ask Hanacek about it. Marichal over talking to Hanacek, but he's out. Looked like the ball hit his hand, it's his pitching hand, and he is shaking as he walks back towards the Giant dugout.
Marichal is injured. Bobby Bolin comes in. Scourin gets a base hit. Boyer a base hit. Ford forces him at third base, and Richardson then ends the threat by hitting into a double play. In the Yankee sixth, now this is where it gets very interesting. It is a 2-0 game going into the sixth inning, the big stadium in the Bronx. The Yankees up 2-1 in the World Series. Tress strikes out. Mantle walks. Maris walks. Howard flies to center field. Scourin gets a base hit to make it 2-1. Now it's first and third. Boyer gets a base hit to make it 2-2, and now it's first and second. And who comes into the game but Don Larsen for the San Francisco Giants? And you know, when I say Don Larsen, you think of the perfect game that he threw in 1956 for the New York Yankees against the Dodgers. So Barra comes up to pinch hit for Ford in the sixth inning, and Larsen walks him to load the bases. This brings up Tony Kubek, and the veteran Don Larsen gets him on a bouncer to first base, and it ends the inning. My goodness, and it ends at 2-2. We go to the Giants' seventh. Jim Coates is in for the Yankees, and Davenport draws a walk. Haller strikes out. Matty Alou gets a double. Now it's second and third. Bob Niemann, a very good pinch hitter for the Giants, walks to load him up. Harvey Keene pops out to third, and this brings up the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. And with two out, Marshall Bridges is in there for the Yankees, facing Hiller, and Hiller takes him deep. A grand slam.
The Giants have loaded the bases here in the seventh inning. There's two outs. Marshall Bridges trying to get him out. Checks his sign with Elston Howard. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He swings it a long barrel to right field. It's well hit. Back at the fence, it's gone.
Wow. For Chuck Hiller, it puts the Giants up 7-3. Billy Odell pitches the last three innings for the Giants, goes three innings, three hits, a run. No walks, no strikeouts. He gets the save. Don Larson, in 1962, he is 29 years old. Don Larson was a good hitter. 14 homers in his career, 242 batting average, 291 on base, and 371 slugging for him. So the Giants hold on and win the game 7-3 to tie up the World Series at 2-2. For Don Larson, he was in 10 World Series games. He started 6, 36 innings, 24 hits, 11 runs, 19 walks, and 24 strikeouts. He was 4-2. His career, 81-91. 1967, it ended with the Chicago Cubs. When he first broke in, I remember it so well. 3-21 for the old St. Louis Browns, Baltimore Orioles in 1954. Wow. 1962 is known for the year of Billy Pierce. Billy Pierce was a left-hander. He came over from the White Sox in the trade for Eddie Fisher, the reliever, Dom Zanny, and Bob Farley, a first baseman. On November the 30th of 1961, Billy Pierce went 2-11-169 in his career, 1,999 strikeouts. As a Giant in 1962, 16-6, 12-0 at Candlestick. He won a game in the playoff against the Dodgers. He saved the game as well. Billy Pierce was absolutely fabulous in 1962. So here it is, 2 hours, 55 minutes. Saved goes to Billy Odell. Larson gets the win. Coates takes the loss. Marichal, 4 innings, a couple of hits, no runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. And Whitey Ford, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. What a great game. And the Giants win it on a grand slam homer from Chuck Hiller, the little second baseman. And the Giants win it 7-3. Well, this was a great game, and I'm so happy to bring it to you. World Series of 1962. How exciting could it have been, or would it have been, or was it? 66,607 there. All right, we'll see you again next week with another great game in Giants franchise history.